Okay, today I'm going to be showing you the number one mistake that men make on first dates. So if you stick with me, rest assured this will all make sense because I'm going to be giving you numerous breakdowns, processes, and analogies, and I'm going to be showing you how you don't even notice that you're making this mistake. And then on top of that, once you make this mistake, all of the leverage and psychological power goes into the woman's hands, and now typically she will pull away from you. All of this is going to be broken down from what has been ingrained into a typical man's brain ever since they were very young. So the number one mistake that men make on first dates is trying to make a move, or telling yourself that you need to make a move, or telling yourself that you need to show your intent. So making a move could be anything. This could be holding her hand. This could be going for a kiss, right? This could be anything that involves you escalating and making a move and basically showing your attraction and your intent. Now, let me give you an exact step-by-step reason why this is terrible, and this is why majority of your dates will go south. So the false social programming right now that has been ingrained into most men's brains is that the guy is supposed to show his intent, right? Or it's the man's job to make the move and prove that he has the social calibration and show he understands escalating. This is complete bullshit, and I will show you why. As a kid, what happens is you're told to do it all, right? So guys say, oh my God, did you make a move? Did you kiss her? Right? Did you kiss Kayla? Did you kiss Katie? Did you kiss Beth? Did you make a move? And if the guy says no, everyone goes, oh, you're a pansy ass. Okay, so what guys have been told is that on first dates, if you don't make a move, or if you don't show your intent, that basically means like you're not man enough, or in the woman's eyes, she's going to look at you as weak. This couldn't be further from the truth. Anytime that you have that gut feeling in your head about what you should do, just understand this. If you trust your gut feeling when you're dealing with dates and operating with women, you need to know that 90% of the time plus, it is going to lead you astray. In fact, I would say this. If you have a gut feeling, do the exact opposite. Because majority of the time, what your gut tells you that you should do, what your head tells you you should do, is the exact thing that's leading you astray and making it harder to actually form those solidified relationships and make sure that a woman loves and adores and respects you. And I'm going to show you why. So as a kid, all the guys would say, oh my God, did you kiss her? Oh my gosh, did you kiss her? Oh my God, oh, you got no balls. Okay, this is what people say. So if the guy doesn't, the social conditioning has the guy feeling like he's weak. Now, here's why, step by step, this is completely backwards and this is not true at all. Keep in mind, the advice that I'm giving you, the processes that I'm giving you, comes from myself after dating over the past 10 years. That includes dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of dates, dozens of long-term or short-term relationships over the years. Here's what I can tell you. This level of thinking and the processes that I've actually discovered on my own through real-life trial and error, here's what I can tell you. This level of thinking that I'm showing you step-by-step on this video is going to require you being able to see things in the world as it is for yourself and going against the grain and countering some of these beliefs that are considered socially normal. Here's why making a move is bad. This is very simple. If you have an attractive woman in front of you, here's what happens. Number one, she overtly knows your interest level. Here's what women do to men who show their intent, and here's what women do to men who oftentimes display their interest level. Women pull back from these types of men, and women don't like them. So the first reason why making a move is terrible is because now she overtly knows your interest level. Which brings me to point number two. She now knows that you find her attractive enough to kiss her. Well, what happens? Now she starts to doubt your sexual market value. She sits there and looks at you and goes, look at this guy invested in me. Look how much this guy wants to give me a kiss. Look how much this guy wants to hold my hand. She's sitting there and she's going, I'm so hot. I'm so sexy. I'm so beautiful to this man. Look at him get invested into me. Look at him lust over me. And then do you know what happens? She sees that thirst. She sees that high interest level. She sees that intent. And now she has the leverage to potentially pull away. So let's just kind of recap these. Number one, she overtly knows your interest level. Number two, she now knows that you find her attractive enough to kiss her. And number three, your thirst or your lust now controls you. This is very bad because now you look weak, right? You look weak to the woman's beauty. And now subconsciously in her head, she sees that you're putting her beauty up on the pedestal. And now as she doubts your sexual market value, what happens to hypergamy? She questions if she can do better. I'm going to tell you this. The more you show your intent to a woman, the less she likes you. So what happens next? Let's say you do all the wrong things that majority of men do because since childhood, you were fed the wrong type of information. What happens next? Now she has all of the leverage. She doesn't just have some of the leverage, she has all of the leverage. She knows that you find her attractive. She knows that you like her. Because in a woman's brain or how she's thinking, she doesn't know if you like her because of her beauty. She doesn't know if you like her because of her vocal tone and her personality. She has no idea what she's doing right or wrong in that situation that's making you like her. So she just assumes that you find her attractive. What happens next is she now has all of the leverage and now she has the ability to pull back. You have to understand, a woman only has the ability to pull back and to pull away if you are the one who pulls up forward. And you are the one showing your interest level and your intent. That right there is what's ruining majority of your relationships because now the woman is doubting your sexual market value and where you stand. And now she questions if she can do better. So I'm going to tell you this. When you show your interest level and when you show your love and admiration to a woman, they start to doubt you. And I'm going to tell you this. The games never end. You will assume these types of things because this is what I used to assume. When I was younger, I used to think, man, when I get older, the games will just stop. When I get to a certain point in life, the games will stop. Or my absolute favorite, when I climb the socioeconomical hierarchy and I'm looked at as a high-value man, oh boy, now she's going to just respect me and the games are going to stop. The games never end. The games will never end. You will constantly be tested. The games never end because she is consistently gauging your interest level. So here's my theory with this, okay? Women are much better at being a seductress than men are much better at being seducers. And here's why I know this. Women want to typically be the naughty ones. Women are typically the ones who are aroused by doing what they are not supposed to do. Women are typically the ones who fantasize and have certain imagery and who think oftentimes what it would be like if they were a bit rebellious. This is not typically a man's nature. A man's nature is going to be the rational stoic, right, who's sitting there in his masculine frame and doing things how he should. I believe this. Men are like the loyal golden retrievers, truthfully. The men typically in their normal nature, in who they are, will always come back. They like stability. They like that peace, right? The woman oftentimes enjoys being slightly devious, and women oftentimes like to be the naughty ones. So here's what I can tell you. If you hold out long enough, because her natural nature is to do what she shouldn't be doing, because her natural nature is to have imagination of what life would be like on the devious side, if you hold out long enough, that woman will end up seducing you. I have had women oftentimes, just through conversation on a date, me just sitting there talking and keeping my composure, they will lean in and kiss you first, especially if they're seeing that you're gathering attention from other women. And honestly, I've mentioned this in other videos numerous times. If you apply these principles, here's what you're going to notice. You go out on these dates, you hold out long enough, you raise her attraction and her arousal simply with your words and your personality. Watch what happens. Watch how she gets invested into you as a human being. Watch how she gets invested into you as a man. Watch how she sees that your lust doesn't control you, and now she thinks that you're stronger than the rest. Watch how she sees that you're not thirsty. Watch how she sees that you have composure and masculine frame, and even though she's attractive, and even though she's feminine, and even though she's sweet, you have enough composure to let that anticipation build. Making a move is the number one biggest mistake that men make on dates, and that right there is crushing your attraction.